This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 293 for Friday, March 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are turning lower on Friday morning as overnight increases have faded away in most contracts. The May canola contract is down 60 cents at $824.70 per ton, and the July contract sheds 80 cents at $820 per ton. Upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are providing support for canola, as are gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. However, growing losses in soy oil are weighing on canola values. Also, global crude oil prices are slipping back, putting pressure on vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports a drop of almost 30% in producer deliveries of canola for the week ending February 26th at nearly 294,000 tons. Canola exports bump up 2% on the week at approximately 195,000 tons. Domestic usage rises 10% at 198,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 73.32 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.45. Ahead of next week's supply and demand report from the United States Department of Agriculture, the department's attaché in Brazil estimates that country's 2022-23 soybean crop at 153 million tons. As AgroConsult agrees with the attaché's assessment, DataGrow pegs the Brazil soybean harvest at 150.8 million tons. As for Brazil's 2022-23 corn production, AgroConsult estimates the second crop to be 99.1 million tons, while DataGrow pegs it at 102.9 million. France's soft wheat crop gains 2 points at 95% good to excellent, despite dry conditions in the country. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The May contract gains 5.5 cents at $15.15 per bushel. May soy oil loses almost 0.75 cents at 61.16 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal advances $6.50 at $478.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher, with the May contract up 4 cents at $6.38 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with its May contract down 2 cents at $3.31. The U.S. wheat complex is down slightly as Chicago May loses 2 cents at $7.10.50. Kansas City May is down 1.5 cents at $8.24.50, and Minneapolis May dips a quarter cent at $8.76. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.